U.S. cargo theft hotspots exposed. California and Texas dominated U.S. cargo theft in 2025, accounting for 58% of all reported incidents. The two states saw a significant increase in cargo theft activity, with California alone representing 38% of total thefts. This rise reflects a renewed focus on major freight corridors and metropolitan areas, particularly around Los Angeles, San Bernardino, Dallas, and Houston. The concentration of cargo theft activity in these regions underscores the importance of robust security measures for logistics companies operating in these hubs. As cargo theft continues to evolve, it is essential that companies prioritize proactive security strategies to mitigate the risk of theft. Tennessee ranked third, but its share declined to 11% in 2025. Illinois and Pennsylvania each accounted for 7% of reported incidents, while Georgia represented 4%. The decline in Tennessee's share highlights the shifting landscape of cargo theft activity across the U.S. The secondary states of Maryland, Kentucky, and New Jersey each captured about 2% of total cargo theft volume. While these states saw a notable increase in cargo theft activity, their overall share remains relatively low compared to the top three states. Cargo theft in the U.S. rose 16% year-over-year in 2025, with all four quarters posting higher volumes than the same periods in 2024. The fourth quarter was the most active, accounting for 30% of annual incidents. This surge in cargo theft activity highlights the need for increased vigilance and proactive security measures. On average, the U.S. recorded 7.16 cargo thefts per day in 2025, compared to 6.07 per day in 2024. Overhaul expects thefts to increase by at least 13% in 2026, projecting annual incidents could rise to roughly 2,910. This projected increase underscores the ongoing threat of cargo theft and the importance of preparedness. Electronics remained the most frequently stolen commodity, representing 22% of total thefts, followed by food and drinks at 15% and home and garden products at 11%. The targeting of high-value commodities highlights the need for effective security strategies that prioritize these items. Criminal tactics are also evolving. While pilferage remains the most common event type, accounting for 43% of cases, deceptive pickup schemes, where criminals impersonate legitimate carriers or brokers, continue to grow at a rapid pace. This shift in tactics underscores the importance of staying vigilant and adapting security measures accordingly. Deceptive pickup incidents increased 35% year-over-year and now represent 10% of recorded cargo theft events. The growing threat of deceptive pickup schemes highlights the need for robust security protocols, including regular audits and monitoring of carrier activity. From a location perspective, warehouses and distribution centers were the most targeted sites, accounting for 36% of incidents, followed by truck stops and fuel stations at 17%. These locations highlight the importance of securing high-risk areas and implementing effective security measures to prevent cargo theft.